Well, couples around the world will be celebrating their love this week. And we're going on a romantic picnic, Susie and I. We'll have the twins. We're quite happy to be interrupted. Not too many times, but we will be interrupted, no doubt. Seeing as it's Valentine's Day this Sunday, I wanted to speak with a love doctor to share with us some relationship advice and the secrets on how to find and keep love. Dr. John DeMartini is a leading expert on human behaviour, an international speaker, and an author of 40 personal development books. Dr. DeMartini has worked with thousands of people looking for love and has helped countless couples bring the spark back into the relationship, and that is what we all need. If you have a question for the Love Doctor, give us a call on 131-873. Dr. John DeMartini, founder of the DeMartini Institute, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Isn't it interesting? I've noticed that the stories in the last 2 days have told us from surveys that people aren't interested in celebrating or commemorating Valentine's Day at all, which I think is a pity because it's an indication that they're not prepared to give their relationship another little spark.
Well, if we don't take at least one day out of the year to put some focus on one of the most important things in our life. I mean, if we had only 24 hours to live, 9 times out of 10, if you ask the person that, they would say that if I had only 24 hours to live, I would say thank you, I love you to the people who've contributed to my life. Mm. Relationship is one of the highest priority things you got.
And look, we talk about the kids that are in our family, and we talk about the friends that we have, but if your relationship isn't right, the rest of it can sour as well, can't it?
It can spill over and cause chaos. It can cause financial challenges, social health challenges. It's amazing what a few words can do. Thank you. I love you. What that can do. And if we say that, we go farther in life than if we don't. Not only to the people we care about, our special mate, but even to ourselves. Mm. And so few people are able to do that. It's wise to be able to practice that art of saying, thank you, I love you, thank you for the things that you contribute to my life.
Someone said to me 1 year, they said, listen, what you've got to do every single day if you want your relationship to survive is work out what you can do today to put yourself out for the other person. And secondly, how about you just give the other person praise for something positive or good that they have done? And, you know, when you try and work that out every single day, it's not too hard to do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One amazing thing, if you're in an intimate relationship, if you stop, just don't say a word, just put your arms around them and hold them. Just for a moment, just hold them. Mm. And then after that few seconds of holding them, whisper to them, thank you. Thank you for what you do for me. I love you. Mm. You'll bring a tear to their eye. You'll set yourself free of tension, and you'll reestablish a spark back in the relationship. People want to be loved for who they are, not for what we project onto them and expect. And if you catch them being who they are and say thank you for who you are, they open their heart back and they'll think the same back.
You've worked with thousands of couples throughout your career. What is the number one problem that causes relationship breakdowns?
Number one thing is unrealistic expectations on the mate to live outside their own values and to live in your values. Projecting expectations on them. You're assuming they're supposed to read your mind, and you're expecting on them to live in your values instead of their own.
Yes.
And they're not going to. They're going to. Every decision they make is based on what they believe at that moment is going to give them the greatest advantage of a disadvantage, greatest reward of a risk, in their values. If you expect them to live in yours and not their own values, you're going to set yourself up for the ABCs of negativity. Internal anger and aggression, blame and feelings of betrayal, criticism and challenge, and despair and depression. You want to make sure you love them for who they are. They'll turn into who you love if you do.
What about the nature and the tone of communication? Sometimes after familiarity, we tend to breed contempt. And so we have this very, very cold, intermittent personal communication that starts to, you know, make its way as a dominant communication between a couple. We've got to try and reevaluate that quite often, don't we?
Values aren't, you know, if we are not getting our values met, we tend to get, in a sense, self-righteous because we think, well, our values are right. So we tend to talk down to them. But there's a force in nature that tries to bring equanimity between us and the person, equity. And so if we look down on them or look up to them, we tend to undermine the relationship. We got to look across at them and realize that these are our reflections. And if we want to have love in our life, we got to love them and appreciate them for who they are. And that takes the skill of caring about them enough to find out what's important to them You know, it's interesting. We spend more time focusing on the caring for our customer than our own spouse.
Yeah, that's true.
The reality is that our customer stays there only if we do provide in their values, and our spouse will do the same if we do the same to them.
Yeah. If we've got listeners here now who aren't planning to do anything on Sunday, and it's only Valentine's Day, and people use the excuse, oh, it's a Hallmark card day, get a grip, should we be encouraging them to use the opportunity to do something, anything, towards their partner?
Well, I think that if we didn't have a Valentine's Day, we might just take for granted the person that's most important in our life. So the Valentine's Day is a good reminder. It has gotten commercial, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the reminder we don't want to overlook. The reminder is meaningful. The commercialism may be excessive, but the meaning behind it is essential to be a reminder. We need those reminders to stop and just give one stopping reflection to do something for them that's special.
Yeah, well said. That, look, you've mentioned a few things there. A little bit of advice for those within a relationship or for those trying to mend their relationship doesn't go astray, and why not use Valentine's Day to mend or improve what we have? Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much. And can I say one last thing?
Please do.
One question that I really think can help a relationship is ask, what is it that my partner is dedicated to? What's most important to them? What's most meaningful to them? And how does it help me fulfill what's meaningful to me? And vice versa, how is what I'm dedicated to, what's most meaningful to me, helping them fulfill theirs? If you answer those questions, your heart will open and you'll appreciate them and you'll change your relationship.
We'll take that on board. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Dr. John DeMartini, founder of the DeMartini Institute.